I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA.
People all over the world, join me. Start a love train, love train.
This week's program is called The Snow Train, Part 1, or alternatively, The Invasion of the Muppeers. There has been no shortage of big thinkers with high aspirations in our town's history. Jarvis Rockwell, brother of world-famous illustrator Norman Rockwell, along with many of the town's business leaders, had a grand vision for Kane as a winter wonderland back in February of 1936. With neighboring elevations over 2,000 feet and an abundance of snow that was just about guaranteed, Jarvis Jerry Rockwell shared his thoughts that Kane could rival Lake Placid, New York, as a destination for outdoor winter sports. Forget about just being the icebox of Pennsylvania. Why couldn't Kane someday play host to the Olympics, as Lake Placid had done in 1932? With that end in mind, the Kane Chamber of Commerce formed a winter resort committee chaired by George Armacost. Other members, in addition to Jerry Rockwell, included Hyman Cohn, Joseph Gaffney, Graydon Smart, Dr. E. H. McCleary, Robert Romich, and Anne Fleming. Kaufman's Department Store of Pittsburgh agreed to sponsor the first snow train on February 2, 1936. That excursion train was expected to arrive on the hilltop at 7 a.m. and depart from Kane back to Pittsburgh at 5 p.m., giving winter sports enthusiasts a full day of frozen fun. Okay, a program intermission here for a brief lesson on the lexicon of northwestern Pennsylvania. When we locals greet out-of-town visitors to the hilltop, more often than not, the conversation goes something like this. Hi, welcome to Kane. Where are you from? Muppier from Pittsburgh. As a result, the term Muppier has become a generic term for a denizen of the big city to the south. If the term had been coined before 1936, this winter train from Pittsburgh could have been called the Muppier Train. Okay, now back to our program. The first snow train to Kane was a smashing success. 12 coaches jam-packed carried more than 350 hardy Pittsburghers to the newly crowned winter sports capital of western Pennsylvania. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported that the visitors had arrived early on the overnight train and enjoyed a full day of skiing, skating, and tobogganing on the picturesque hills and valleys of the nearby countryside. A hockey game between two local teams ended the day's program. According to the Post-Gazette, visitors here found that the community was well prepared for their reception. Trucks, buses, and horse-drawn sleds were provided free or at a nominal cost to transport visitors to the various recreational sports. Under the headline, 1,500 have exciting time on skis and toboggans, the Post-Gazette reported that many of the revelers drove in from neighboring towns for the big day, joining the 350 Pittsburghers. Every hillside near the pretty little mountain town was dotted with skiers, most of them the toe-strap kind, who were putting on skis for the first time. The Pittsburgh Sun-Telegraph reported that plans for a second train were already in the works for the weekend of February 15th, only 2 weeks later. Although most of the activity was at Cedar Farm, where the Western Pennsylvania Amateur Ski Jumping Contest was won by Paul Massey of Dormont, Fleming Farm has been selected as the spot for future parties, reports said. At a cost of several thousand dollars, a 12-mile ski trail and a mile-and-a-half bobsled run will be built on this farm, about 1 mile from Kane. Skiing was the most popular sport of the day, as the skating rink still has a light covering of snow, the newspaper reported. A newly constructed toboggan run at Crystal Springs drew crowds. Free transportation in CCC trucks and straw-filled wagons was well directed. Although the temperature hovered just above zero, the air was dry and invigorating in clear winter sunlight. The newspaper continued, "By all accounts, the first snow train was a smooth ride for all." Well, that's all for this week, friends. Be sure to listen in next week for more on the story of the snow trains to Kane. And please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.